Thank you, Matt. Good afternoon. This is Julie Fedorchak from the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It is 1:30. We are gathered in the 12th floor of the State Capitol for a work session on case numbers PU-15-592, 17-192, and 20-417. This is regarding the light mitigation time extension that has been requested by MDU. We talked about this. Well, we had an informal on this, right, Brian? Back, I think it was in November. And then they've provided a little bit more information on LIDS, the company did. And then we actually met with the LIDS Technostrobe company last week, got even more information from them on that technology. And so I mostly wanted to sit down and make sure that all three of us had a chance to talk about this, any implications it has on other deadlines for other cases, on what kind of a precedent it sets depending on what we do, and just so we could talk through all that before we make a decision. So that's my goal today. I don't think it'll take a full hour. It'll probably take a lot less than that. But that kind of is all I wanted to say on the front end. Do either of you have any opening comments you'd like to express, Randy or Brian? Randy, I'll start with you.
Well, I don't really have opening comments, but when we're ready to get into the meat of it, I have an opinion, I guess. So not really questions, I don't think.
Okay.
Nothing for me right now.
All righty. Then I guess I would just like to start with some questions from our resident expert, Brian Johnson, our attorney, our PUD attorney, on my biggest question, I guess, is depending on what we do here, how does that affect other cases and what might we expect to be faced with as it relates to other companies that have to retrofit for this technology?
Sure. Well, I mean, I know the concern is about precedent. Every decision you guys make actually sets some level of precedent. I don't think in this case that it precludes a blanket where we would have to approve every single one of them. I think as applications came in for extensions, we would look at each one on a case-by-case basis, determine what kind of time frame and extension they're looking at. Maybe if something gets approved prior to then, you know, if the LIDS is approved and then we get an application for an extension, that changes everything as well. But I think everyone would still come in on a case-by-case basis. And this one, we're looking at no more than a one-year extension to have light mitigation installed. So it seems like a pretty reasonable request.
So regardless of whether the LIDS is approved or not, there will be a light mitigation technology on this a year later.
Correct.
The current deadline, which is the end of this year, 2021.
Correct. Yep. Deadline is December 31st, 2021. They are asking for an extension to wait to see if LIDS gets approved, and they've looked at their supply for ADLS in the alternative that LIDS doesn't get approved, and they're alleging that they will have ADLS installed by December 31st, 2022, if LIDS falls through. So it is an extension for a year to get light mitigation of one form or another in there. I think if LIDS is approved, it should go in sooner than that deadline.
But okay. And which facilities does this apply to? Remind me.
So MDU had requested Thunder Spirit and Cedar Hills. However, Cedar Hills does not have a site certificate. So there is no requirement for the ADLS on that. So we're not moving forward on that one because we'd be telling them to put light mitigation on something they don't have to.
Okay.
At this point.
Of course, they could if they chose to.
They sure could put it in if they chose.
Can I interrupt your question for detail on that, though? The legislation that the commission submitted would require the light mitigation on unsighted wind farms, and I don't know if it details what mitigation, but if that passed as written, would that cause them then to need to do it on Cedar Hills, and so they would need this exception from ADLS in order to do LIDS, or no?
What would trigger that? That is true, but what would trigger that is a repower. I believe the way that's written is that's not triggered until a repower happens, and then they have to apply for the site certificate.
Yep. Okay.
And then the site certificate would require the LIDS.
Right, because once it's a sited facility, then all those other requirements would come into play.
I forgot that, so now I got kind of caught up in that. So you're saying we don't need to act here on the request on Cedar Hills. It's just the Thunder Spirit one.
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a couple of factors in this one that I think are unique. First of all, it sounds like the LIDS technology might be really pretty effective, a good solution, because it's cost effective and it won't have as many military objections perhaps. So in other places than Thunder Spirit, I think it might be a pretty good option, but we won't know until we've tried it. So I kind of like that about this, is it gives us an opportunity to have some experience with that new technology. It also, these projects are owned by MDU, whose ratepayers, you know, they have a huge number of ratepayers in North Dakota who would be subject to the additional costs. And so I think, although it's not relevant in this particular, it is relevant to us because we approve the costs for those, the rates for those customers, and this would cost them more to pay it, you know, for the ADLS versus the LIDS if they were able to get that approved. So I think there's a couple factors in its favor that I think might be different than some of the other projects that could potentially ask for an extension. I just want to make that point right now. So that's a couple things that I'm playing with. Brian, any thoughts that you want to throw in?
Yeah, just a couple. One's kind of a question, and that is, do we have any sense on ADLS in terms of, or LIDS, I'm sorry, LIDS in terms of probability it will be approved by the FAA?
I only know what you guys know from listening to the gentleman from last week. And he did send me some follow-up information. I believe I forwarded it on to you guys, but maybe I didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll have to get that to you. He provided, I think we had asked him a couple of things, and he had provided that, and I thought I forwarded it on, but maybe I didn't. So
yeah, they're obviously optimistic, which they should be because it's their business model. Dependent upon FAA approval.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so the other thought I had was, if there's an advantage for any company to have LIDS as opposed to ADLS from a cost standpoint, I thought the individual that presented on LIDS, and I forget the gentleman's name, but
excuse me.
Bless you. I thought he said it was approximately a third the cost LIDS compared to ADLS. So if I'm a wind operator, an owner of a facility, and I haven't put anything in place yet, I'm going to be looking at LIDS if I know I can get an extension from the commission. So this does set precedence in terms of, if this is acceptable, then anyone who hasn't yet implemented a lighting strategy or decided how they're going to go about it, why wouldn't you from a cost standpoint if you can go with LIDS at a third the cost versus ADLS? So it's, and I don't have a problem, but just kind of a heads up that, well, not even kind of, I think it's a heads up that others will probably look to move this way too.
I would assume we'll get other applications for extensions. I mean, it would make sense that we would. So it's not official, but I think at least one more. I think Rugby Wind has expressed, I've heard to somebody that they might want it, or that they might be putting in for an extension, but that's not official. I don't know that, but I'm sure we will get others. Yeah.
But I do like the backstop in terms of, okay, if you don't have LIDS approval for LIDS, if I understood you right, by such and such a date, then you have to have a backup plan, which is ADLS, by a following date. So I think that's important.
Correct, yep.
That's all I had.
Well, doing this is certainly going to open us up, because like Commissioner Krasha says, I think basically everybody's going to apply because it is quite a bit cheaper. However, the law is the law. They've known it a long time. Frankly, I'm a little bit disappointed that more of them didn't just go ahead and do it early. It's kind of amazing to me that they all think they can all do it in the same summer on the last year and get the contractors and the equipment and supplies and everything in. They know it's unlikely they can do this work in December, a lot of the outside work. And so even though that law's been in place all these years, they don't have this equipment already purchased. It just seems kind of sad to me that that's the case. However, we're at where we're at, and I don't find the argument that it's MDU as opposed to someone else very compelling, but I will say this. I'm also still not impressed with how successful ADLS has been. Originally, when we started talking about this, in my opinion, when we were referring to light mitigation technology, to me, LIDS wasn't even an option because ADLS seemed like so much better of an option to have those lights off all the time when the planes weren't around. But what we can all see with our own eyes is that other distant ground activity or birds or something are keeping those going far more than at least what I had originally imagined. In light of that, this is the first request we got, and I am willing to do one to, you know, give some time to kick that off to see how it works. I'm not willing to even suggest here that because I was in favor of one that I'm in favor of them all. Now, if somebody else has something else unique and compelling, I wouldn't. It's not like I'm not going to read the information if they submit a request. But I am not signaling that for me this is a precedent that there's going to be lots more exceptions to this. But this is the first one, and if the FAA does approve it, this would be our earliest opportunity to get a LIDS system operational and then compare how that works compared to whatever progress is made on ADLS between then and now. So I'm in favor of this one exception.
So would you kind of characterize it like a pilot project on LIDS?
I would have no objection to that word. And, you know, and because this is the first one we have, it's the first opportunity we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone have any more questions? Other things we should talk about or think about?
I have a question. I'm going to get this right. Chair Fedorchuk. I keep wanting to say Madam Chair.
Madam Chair is fine.
All right. So then I don't have to think quite as hard. That's good.
That flows.
That's
We're all
good.
About flow.
Okay, perfect. just a curiosity, I think pilot project is great. Otherwise, it does open the door. But at the same time, would that be viewed as discriminatory in nature that, well, this company gets to, but we don't?
I think what would make the biggest difference is if somebody came in with a similar time frame request, only 1 year out. Thunder Spirit's in now. They've thought this through. They came in at the time they did. I don't know if anybody else could pull it together in the same time frame. So now we're looking at extending past that year. That's really what it is. So if somebody came in with a similar time frame proposal, I think we'd have to give it a little bit more scrutiny. But other than that, I think I don't know if anybody else is going to be able to request a extension and be able to meet the same timeline, which is pushing it out a year. And like you had said, this has been something that's been known for what this went through in the 17 session, so it's not exactly brand new.
And also, even if they could, I don't know how much this company that provides LIDS equipment, how quickly they'd be able to ramp up if they get the FAA approval. But even if they could, the legislature said the end of 2021. You know, that left room for some technology advancements, planning, all these things. Not 2022. And if we just arbitrarily give everybody an extra year, well, then why not 2023? You know, it just seems wrong. I don't think doing one as a test case is problematic with that, but I think doing all of them just because we did one, that's kind of flaunting
the law. This is the section, though, that does allow for an extension based on economic and technical feasibility. So I think there was some foresight into the challenges that were going to exist for maybe an existing wind farm in cost and things like that, too. So it's not as hard and fast as with the deadline. I think that gives... And with that ability, it gives us the chance to look at these and determine whether or not we want to give an extension. So,
mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. Well, I'm hearing some willingness to approve this one, and so I think I'll have staff draft an order to that end for the next agenda, and then we can see what happens after that. Sounds like, speaking of wind, it sounds like there's a lot of it outside right now.
I was told it's gusting to 50 miles an hour. So.
Wow.
It's a windy one.
I think we have an order.
Must be a draw to the east right now.
Yeah. Oh, we have.
I think we have one ready. So the date would have to be changed because I think we'd had one ready and then we pulled it. So should be good
Maybe
to go.
Maybe you should send that around again. I just want to peek at the language.
I will definitely do that.
All righty. Anything else?
Were you thinking of any? I don't recall that there's real big urgency if it is ultimately granted. Did we need a special meeting to do this, or is, since we just happened to have one a couple hours ago, is 2 weeks fine? Or?
I defer to staff and communications with the company.
I'll check with them, but I don't think that's going to make a real big difference. I think with all their deadlines and timelines, approving it in a couple weeks is not going to really screw things up in the grand scheme. But I will check with them, and if they have some concerns, then maybe we can schedule a special meeting. So,
and we may be scheduling a special meeting on the Kessler hearing, too. So if we can pull that one together, maybe we do both of these at the same time if it's an issue.
And I think they by now have some idea where this is going, and they don't have FAA approval yet. So it seems to me 2 weeks is fine.
But yeah.
I didn't recall if there's anything.
Very likely. Okay, if there's nothing else, then this work session is concluded. Thank you, everybody.
Is the next one scheduled for 2:30 or?